Muslims are celebrating the holy month of Ramadan differently in 2020 than in other years because praying together in public could mean COVID-19 exposure. Mosques are closed to them to encourage physical distancing, which means that special evening prayers must be done at home. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
Sammy Malik stands in front of his parents and two little brothers with his back turned towards them. He's facing the direction of Mecca from his living room in Newington, leading the family in Tarawih, the evening prayer that follows a day of fasting. His five-year-old brother Abdullah did a good job of following along, and afterward, he couldn't help but take the first interview question about the Tarawih prayer for the family.
We always do it at the masjid.
That's Arabic for mosque. It's where Sammy Malik and his family would have been tonight if it weren't for the pandemic.
It kind of like gives us like a new perspective, how we can like stay connected to our religion, keep our faith strong in these times that there's so much uncertainty.
In Ramadan's past, he'd be at the Berlin Mosque. The Islamic Association of Greater Hartford still held an evening prayer service at that mosque Friday night. A sheikh recites verses from the second chapter of the Quran in front of no congregants. Dozens of followers are participating virtually. Malik is one of them. He watches Facebook Live from his couch.
That's where, for me, I get to, you know, spend the month with, like, my friends and create those, like, long-lasting memories of, like, the month. That's, like, the thing I'll miss the most, being able to, like, go to the mosque.
Ramadan continues until May 23rd. Imams with the Islamic Association of Greater Hartford are asking families to sit and watch a virtual Tarawih every night and then pray it themselves at home following the service. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.